There now. Didn't I tell you I was a better cook than you could find in any of these little restaurants around here? Have you ever had Oysters Rockefeller done any better? Exactly. More wine? Why, sir, I do believe that I've caught you looking at my ass. Well, finish your wine and I'll see what I can do about that. It almost deserves punishment, wouldn't you say? Oh, come on, baby. I let you tie me up last time, and that was on a first date. What if I promise that I'm only going to tie you up, kiss you and lick you, and then ride you? No spanking, nothing kinky. Is that okay? Lovely. You didn't have to drink it so fast. I would have waited. Okay, so this is my bedroom. I don't really have any ropes or anything. Not like you, but I've got scarves that I wear. Nice soft cotton ones. And I won't tie them tight. Is that okay? Okay. No. Leave your clothes on. But I'll take mine off right after I've tied you up. Lay back, baby. Oh yeah, just like that. Unbutton your cuffs and put your arms up. Think that I can use the bedposts. You look so excited. Now let me get your ankles all tied up too. Now you're all mine, baby. At my mercy. I almost forgot. Would you mind having a little gag, baby? Nothing mean or anything. I just want to be able to please you without your begging distracting me. My panties would be sexy, right? And I did say I'd strip down once you were tied. Oh. But they're all wet. Oh, never mind. Let me get a fresh pair. No? Are you sure? Okay, if it's okay with you, I do think it's really sexy. And we'll keep them in with another scarf. Good thing I'm a bohemian type chick, huh? Lots of scarves around. Now, let me finish taking off these clothes of mine. Now, just close your eyes for a little bit. Let me feel your body through your clothes. Oh, I love these shoulders. And your neck. And this chest. And this beautiful, hard cock of yours. You're so hard, baby. And so wet. I think I need a little taste. So lovely. I could do this for hours. But I need you inside me. One last time. Didn't think I remembered that, did you? No, I'm not on the pill. a matter of fact, I happen to be at the most fertile time in my cycle. Let me tell you something. You think that you can always use your father's money to just make these sorts of things go away. But I'm not gonna let that happen this time. Not like it did with Maggie. Oh. I didn't mention that before. How you did the same thing to my baby sister when she was just starting college. Do you even remember her? Oh, how many women have you done that to? Did you know Maggie killed herself when she found out she was pregnant? Yeah, well, I actually believe you about that. It took quite a bit of investigation to figure out who you were, and that you do this regularly. You know what? I loved Maggie more than anything in the world. And if this baby is a girl, you're gonna name her Megan. And you're gonna have to look at her every day. And your daddy is just gonna love his little granddaughter. I'm not the same kind of person as Maggie. I'm not a pushover, though I do know how to act like one. And if this is what it takes to make you atone, then I will happily devote my life to making you pay. I don't even want your money. You know what I want, baby? That's right. I want your baby. And you know, your daddy's gonna make you marry me. I'll make sure of it. And then, I'll have you right next to me for the rest of your life. You can love me or not, give me more babies or not, but one thing I'm sure of, you're never going to be alone long enough to do this to even one girl ever again. Even knowing what I'm doing is still so fucking hard at me. Even as you feel my pussy trying to milk your seed into my fertile womb, oh. Oh, yeah. Fuck me, baby. Might as well enjoy it. Put your baby deep inside me. Oh, you like that, do you? See? You knew what you were doing, didn't you? You like to plant unsuspecting little things, do you? Well, I know just what I'm doing, baby. And so do you. Do you want to? Do you want to come in me? Give me your little girl? Fine. I'll let you go. You're sicker than I thought. It's a damn good thing I'm going to be protecting the rest of the world from you. Give me that pillow, then. Put it under my ass to keep your cum in me. Let it soak into my womb after you're done. Yeah. like that. Oh. Now fuck me. Fill me up. Oh, shoot it deep in me. Come on, baby. Oof. That's right. Oh. Knock me up. Get me pregnant. Give me your baby girl. Oh. It's a baby. Oh. You're so fucking hot. It makes you so hot to hear me beg for it, doesn't it? To beg for your baby. Yeah. That's it, baby. Fuck me. Oh. Yes. I can feel you so deep in me. Your baby, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm gonna have you right here the whole time. You don't have to, but if you want to, you can fuck me the whole time. Do you want to fuck me when I've got your baby in me? Do you want me to get down on my hands and knees and beg for it? For you to take me from behind with my big belly hanging down? Where you can rub it while you fuck me? My big milky tits bouncing. You like that too, don't you? Oh. 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 So that's it then? You're gonna come in me over and over, even after I've got your baby? Even after I'm big and fat, with your baby growing inside me, even after you've planted me? Oh, yeah. That's it, isn't it? You just want to be a daddy. That's why you fuck all these little girls. When your dick's hard and you can't think, that's where it goes, doesn't it? You just want to fuck a little girl and knock her up. And then later on, when your brain comes back, you do everything you can to get rid of the little problem, don't you? Maybe you've been going about this the wrong way the whole time. Maybe you need to find someone It isn't my being bred. After all, I guess your dick would be pretty hard, plenty. Around a woman who's having your baby, wouldn't it? You wouldn't even have to think about getting rid of it. You'd want to get rid of your baby, huh? Your beautiful baby. I don't care if it's your dick talking, I'm gonna hold you to that. God, you're so big, so deep. Oh! I can't wait to feel you come at me. Oh, last time I came so hard when you did. I can feel your cum filling me up. Well, yeah, I had to make sure you were the right person. You were the guy I was looking for. So, yeah, I gave you an opportunity. Oh, and you took it, didn't you? Oh, anything to put that dick in a girl, huh? No condom. Stroking yourself into her pussy. Blowing your load in her. Because you want her to be pregnant. You want her to have your baby. Because you want to be a daddy. Well, you're gonna be a daddy. Ooh, you like that, didn't you? You are. You're gonna be a good daddy. I wasn't sure it was you. I wasn't sure until you gave me that drink. And then I woke up. My hands were tied. And you were fucking me. So good. I've never had anyone else come in me bare like that. God, I love it. To be fair, I'm not sure that I'm not pregnant right now. You could have come last time, I don't know. You like that, do you? Thought that I've already got your baby. But you're gonna fill me up anyway. Fill me up with that lovely cup of yours. Just to make sure. So really, this is just insurance. I'm just making sure that you got me last time. Fill me up. Oh God, fill me up. Fill me full. Give me your seat. Finish the job. Do it. For a few minutes. under that pillow, will you, Daddy?